we're talking air conditioning with Todd Russo of Rias Home Energy. Home Energy Audits and Air Conditioning Company, our Rosie Certified Partner here in the Maricopa County area. We're talking about the future of air conditioning. We've been given a little history of air conditioning up until this point. I want to blow all of your minds here just for a minute. I'm gonna describe to you an incredibly simple air conditioning system that has been getting used in the Middle East for about a decade. You can get your house, no matter where you are, I'm talking about in the middle of the Sahara Desert, you can get your house to 70 degrees without a fan, without a blower, and only using the electricity of a 40-watt light bulb. You drill a dry well, and it goes 100 feet deep. At that temperature, at that depth, the temperature of the soil is 55 degrees. You do a liquid coiled system and bring that up and circulate it through your floors. 1/4 horsepower pump keeps your house cool to 70 degrees. No compressors, no ductwork, no nothing.
And the Middle East is some place that could really chill out.
That is a place that could really chill out, that's for sure. And you take that technology. They're actually trying to build a house with this technology out in Gold Canyon over east of Mesa there, Little Apache Junction. The biggest dilemma is the developer and the builder can't find a mortgage company that'll put a mortgage on the house if they don't install a central heating and cooling system as well. So he's going to have the expense of both, and the central heating and cooling system will probably never even be turned on.
You tend to have some hurdles when you're a first mover, you know?
Isn't that the truth? So we talked a little bit about single-stage compressors, oversized units. It was the only technology we knew at the time.
Correct.
We weren't putting money into the thermal envelope of the house back then because electricity was so cheap, it didn't cost to do that. We started building tighter and tighter homes.
Correct.
Electricity started getting more and more expensive.
Correct.
And the technology started leading its way, and we went from single-stage compressors to two-stage, to variable speed, and this allows the unit to only come on and work to the capacity you're asking out of it.
Correct. The technology that came after single-stage obviously was two-stage, where we had stages where we had a compressor that could operate at 70% capacity or 100% capacity, and then you saw systems where there was actually two compressors in it, where it would be 50% capacity or 100% capacity. The new technology that we're seeing out now that came out a little over a year ago, and it's been around for a while, but we're seeing it more mainstream now, is variable speed compressors. So the air conditioning system can actually operate at any one of 750 settings.
Incredible.
So it can deliver as much cooling as needs. So as the demand changes, whether it be because of the time of year or the time of day or because you're calling one room to be 70 degrees and the rest of the house to be 80, it can modulate how much cooling it's delivering based on that demand.
It just and if you're asking the compressor to do that much less work, you're saving money.
Clearly, you're going to save a lot of money.
Now,
and the house is going to be so much more comfortable.
Now, let me take a call. We've got a call here. Romy, bring up line 3, please. Bud in Glendale. Morning, Bud.
Hi. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a question for you. We have two air conditioners on the house, split units. And one air unit on the east side of the house works fine. The unit on the west side of the house, when we bought the house a year ago, worked fine. And now when you turn it on, it blows cold out the vents. It's about 25 temperature spread from the room temperature to the temperature out of the vents. And now what's going on is you run it for a while. I went up in the attic and pulled the cover off where the evaporator blower is, and the evaporator is all froze up. And I have to turn it off, wait quite some time for it to thaw out, and then it starts blowing cold air again. But then you leave it on for a while, it freezes up again.
Okay.
Obviously, we're diagnosing it from the radio station here, right. But I can tell you there's a very, very strong chance that the issue you have is an airflow problem. Here's what happens. We talked about how an air conditioning system's job is to remove heat and remove moisture. It does that inside your house at the evaporative coil, which is freezing up in your house. When you prevent airflow from coming across that coil, we don't have that heat exchange, and therefore it freezes the coil. So you either, it could be because the coil is dirty and there's no air coming across it. It could become because there's an airflow restriction downstream on the return side. I mean, we've seen filters, we've seen coils clean up because they have extremely dirty filters and there's no air coming across it.
Now, Bud, you're going to have to believe me on faith here. Right now, you're turning the air conditioning off and waiting probably as long as, depending on the temperature of your attic, 45 minutes or an hour to maybe even longer, to depending on how bad it's froze up. Here's what I want you to do. I'm going to teach you how to thaw it out very quickly. Turn your heater on. It'll actually start moving heat from, it'll actually reverse itself, and it'll actually melt that water. That's a cure to get your air conditioning back up and working, but we've got to find out why, in fact, it is freezing up. And I couldn't agree with Todd more. It's an airflow restriction somewhere. It's a dirty coil, a dirty filter, something. And if he
could
needs,
be a problem with the duct work.
And Todd, shamelessly, if he needs an air conditioning technician, who should he call?
480-969-7500. My technician could probably find it today and solve it today.
Probably solve it for you today, but there you go. We appreciate the call. All right, so we're talking about the evolution of compressors. When I get back, I want to talk about the evolution of thermostats and the fact that now I don't, in a 2,000 square foot, three bedroom, two bath house, I don't have to have one thermostat. I can have a thermostat in every single room of the house.
Correct.
And what does that do for air conditioning costs, efficiency, and indoor air quality? Folks, I'm telling you, what's coming is absolutely incredible. Stay tuned.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.